here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids' tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please.
In color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, hi, how you doing? It's another edition of Cheese Please, or should I say, oh yeah. Because you know that the guy that sings, he sounds like he's doing more rap than actually singing, so I say, oh yeah.
Interesting.
That's what I think anyway. I'm Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Including your hosts now and then.
Yes, we are the wackiest and weirdest things on the show.
Odd.
All the time.
Odd, too. Don't forget odd.
You are odd.
On the show this week, we feature a woman who actually was pulled off the air in the 1930s with a rather interesting radio bit involving Adam and Eve. Did you know that, Daffodil?
No, I did not know that.
She was never put on the radio on NBC, I think ever again, or quite some time anyway. Yeah. And we're putting her on the air this week.
Of course we are, because we're Cheese Please.
Well, she put out an album in the 60s that was interesting. That's why we're playing it. Also on the show this week, we have a chart-topping cheesy by the Cheese Meister himself, Bobby Goldsboro. And we'll tell you a little bit more later on. But we're starting off with Matchless Matt Matthews.
Boy, you pick the most tongue-twistery things and then have to say them on the air.
I'm sorry. We got Honey Baby coming up shortly, but we're starting off with Jangle Waltz. Right here on...
Cheese Please!
Complete idiots all the time. It's just that, well, once a week or so, some of the parts go missing.
Jeez.
With Matchless Matt Matthews and Honey Baby. Yeah. And before that, we had Jangle Waltz on the show this week. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and now we're going to talk about one of the greatest sex symbols of all time.
Really?
Mae West.
Wow. I just remember the album, and she had sort of the
seductive thing
going on, but I never really thought of her that way. Tell me more.
Think about this. She was an actress, a singer, a playwright, a screenwriter, a comedian, and a sex symbol.
Oh, wow.
Whose career in the entertainment industry spans 70 years.
Whoa, really?
She debuted in vaudeville in New York when she was 18.
Okay.
In 1911.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And made a name for herself there before moving to Hollywood to become a comedian, actress, and writer in the motion picture industry.
I don't know what to say. She was, you know, like Women's Lib and all that long before that.
And the thing was with her is that censorship almost destroyed her career, and she always would say that she believes in censorship because she made a fortune out of it.
Ah, okay.
It had a lot to do with her delivery.
Okay.
Just the way she said things. Everything she said sounded dirty.
Oh.
It's just the way she talked.
Well, yeah, and she recorded an album in the 60s of some current hits, shall we say, of the time. And I'm going to let the listener figure out if she's saying something or not.
Improper.
Yes. We've got When a Man Loves a Woman coming up shortly, but we're starting off with a Beatles song. Her take on Day Tripper, right here on
Cheese Please.
He's got a good reason for taking the easy way out. He's got a good reason for taking the easy way out. 'Cause I'm a day tripper, a one-way ticket, yeah. It took him so long to find out what he found out. I'm a big teaser, I took him half the way there. I'm a big teaser, I took him half the way there. 'Cause I'm a day tripper, Sunday driver, yeah. It took him so long to find out what he found out. Give me some more. He tried to please me, but I only play one-night stands. 'Cause I'm a day tripper, Sunday driver, yeah. It took him so long to find out what he found out. Day tripper. Oh, day tripper.
Radio means imagination.
You're hearing innovations in sound.
Cheese, please.
Oh,
I'm gonna tell you a story about when a man loves a woman. Oh.
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He tells the world for the good things he's found. If she's bad, he can't see it. She can do no wrong. Turns his back on his best friend if he put her down. Says that is the way it ought to be. Now this man loves this woman. He gives her everything he ever had. Tries to hold on to his comfort and love. Says, baby,
loves a woman down deep in his soul. She can bring him such misery.
If she's playing him for a fool, he's the last one to know. Loving eyes can never see.
With Mae West and When a Man Loves a Woman. Before that, we had Day Tripper, her take on it. And I can hear that whole thing we mentioned earlier about that, you know, she's got that, going on about the whole thing that's sort of seductive and sort of...
She says one thing, but you know she means something else.
Well, I don't know. The next two songs, You Turn Me On Shortly and Shake It All Over. Right here on...
Cheese, Please!
The shakes all over me. Quivers down my backbone. I get the shakes in my knee bone. The tremors in my thigh bone. Shaking all over. Shakes down my knee bone, tremors in my thigh bone, shaking all over.
Thank you. a show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
Any day. Yeah. Oh, I could jig to this music anytime. Come on now, baby. You know you really turn me on.
There for a minute. Like, and all of a sudden,
there's some odd sounds at the end of that.
Just a little weird. Yeah, I could see people taking her the wrong way, so to speak, with that song. You turned me on before that shaking all over by Mae West. And she made her mark in 20th century pop culture, but how did she end it off, Daffodil?
Well, her ending is kind of sad.
Why?
Well, in 1980, at the age of 87,
yes,
she fell getting out of bed. It turned out she had a stroke, and she died in November.
Aw, that is kind of sad.
But in the 1950s,
yes,
she had her own show in Vegas.
Yes.
And it literally turned Vegas on its head.
Really?
And as she said, you know, the men come to see me, but I also give the women something to see. Wall-to-wall men, because it was her and a whole bunch of bodybuilders.
Well,
so she'd get up and sing and she'd be surrounded by guys flexing.
Really? So that's a bit of a piece of the recording history and life of Mae West that obviously just, you know, she made her mark in the 20th century.
She did.
Yeah.
She is a force to be reckoned with. And because of her impressive physique.
Yes.
Life jackets, those inflatable yellow vest things.
Yes.
Are called Mae Wests.
You got to be kidding.
Nope.
I didn't know that.
They were called that because it's a rhyming slam for breasts.
Oh.
And life vest. And partly because of the resemblance to her torso.
Okay. Moving right along. My name is Snarkton.
And I'm Daffodil, and we are slowly winding our way through another episode of Cheese, Please.
But it's time for this.
Topping the charts at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart time.
That's not overdone at all, is it?
No, just a little bit. No. Just a little over the top. But that's okay, because we're a little over the top all the time.
Yes, but this guy's sort of low-key when he records songs, although they're so cheesy.
Yeah, there is really no other way to describe most of this stuff.
I mean, he recorded Honey in 1968, around the same time he did this one. The Straight Life with Bobby Goldsboro, right here on...
Cheese, Please!
Sometimes I imagine myself as a drifter, seeker of fortune, connoisseur of great wine, dashing through meadows of yellow and green, trying to catch the impossible dream, leaving the straight life behind. Sometimes my thoughts may find me in Mexico, drinking tequila, going out of my mind, having a ball on a couple of bar, treating the ladies to corn on the cob, leaving the straight life behind. Suddenly all my silly thoughts disappear. She comes to me softly with crackers and beer, winking and blinking and blowing my ear, running away with my mind. It's great to be in love, I'm not really thinking of leaving the straight life behind. I'm just playing a game in my mind. Do 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 do. Once in a while in my mind I go bumming, going to nowhere with no worry of time, running along chasing after a train, humming a song in the sun and the rain, leaving the straight life behind. I can just see me on a tropical island, riding the surf and drinking coconut wine, having me fun with golden girls in the sand, chasing the sun through an innocent land, leaving the straight life behind. Suddenly all my silly thoughts disappear. She comes to me softly with crackers and beer, winking and blinking and blowing my ear, running away with my mind. It's great to be in love, I'm not really thinking of leaving the straight life behind. I'm just playing a game in my mind.
Cheese, Please with Bobby Goldsboro and The Straight Life. And wouldn't you like to have your life being a Bobby Goldsboro record?
No. It would be a really depressing song if they made a song out of my life right now.
Well, yeah, but you definitely don't want your life to be Honey.
That is also true.
And if you don't know this song, we're not going to play it now, but just go out and Google it. That's all I get to say.
And maybe it'll turn up on a future episode of Cheese, Please again. You never know.
It's 4 minutes, Daffodil.
Maybe there'll be a week when we're running short and you'll think, we just need a really long song, and we'll just cram that in there.
There's an idea. I'll have to keep that in mind. My name is Starfood.
And I'm Daffodil, and once again, we've reached the end of Cheese, Please. But now we have a problem.
We do have a problem.
We have a horrible, horrendous problem.
We don't have a glove compartment here in the bunker anymore because, well,
there is no glove compartment in the bunker, it's a bunker.
No, but the whole thing is that the van's off to being repaired for a few months, so we're stuck in the bunker, and we don't have a glove compartment.
And we don't know what to do. We thought about slamming a door. It didn't work.
No.
And then we thought about slamming a cabinet. That didn't work. And then we thought about a refrigerator. Yeah. But that just seemed like a really bad flashback to something.
No, that's it. Yeah, exactly.
A really bad flashback to something else.
I can make funny noises with these Post-it notes. I can't.
It's not the same.
Okay,
fine. What do we play? Let's just play a song and we'll work on it and try to come up with something later.
These Post-it notes don't even make noise.
Stop.
Okay, fine.
What are we playing?
We've got Bill Parsons to end off the show with something called Rubber Dolly. Oh.
Okay.
Should we play this?
Well, we're going to play it anyway.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back and join us, and maybe we'll have a substitute for the glove compartment next week.
Hopefully. Goodbye.
Bye.
My mommy told me if I'd be goody, the she would buy me a rubber dolly. But don't you tell her that I'm your feller, or she won't buy me no rubber dolly. No, baby, don't tell her that I'm your feller, or she won't buy me no rubber dolly. If we go walking and we start talking, then she won't buy me no rubber dolly. If we start hugging and cuddle bugging, then mama won't buy me no rubber dolly. So baby, don't you tell her that I'm your fella, or she won't buy me no rubber dolly. Mommy told me, said, baby, goody, and I will buy you a rubber dolly. So don't you tell her that I'm your fella, but she won't buy me no rubber dolly. No, baby, don't tell her that I'm your fella, but she won't buy me no rubber dolly. No, she won't buy me no rubber dolly.
Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.